This podcast is an audio from a video, so please don't get confused. Sometimes it may refer to something what is happening in the video or otherwise would be visible on a picture. If you would like to see the full video, a link is attached in the description of this podcast. Thank you very much for listening, and let's start. Here it is. Hi guys, my name is Robert Feranek, I'm from FedEvel Academy, and today we are going to speak about freelancing. I decided to speak about freelancing because I received quite a lot of questions on this topic, and some of the people, they would like to know how it was when I was doing freelancing, how I started. They would like to know some details, for example, you know, how to set up pricing and some other things. So through this video, I would like to share my experience, and I hope you will find it useful. Before you start freelancing, you can do some preparation. For example, when you still have your daily job, you can learn English. If you are from US or from UK, it's easy to do, but because I'm originally from small country, Slovakia, there is not really many jobs in the area where I wanted to do the freelancing. For me, it was important to learn English, and I can say I had no client from Slovakia. And to make my English better, I decided to work for some time in the UK. So we spent 5 years in the UK, and then we came back to Slovakia. Experience. You really would like to get experience in the area where is high demand for professionals, and you really would like to be good in this. Then you can get quite high and good salary for your freelancing. If you are average, or if you would like to do something, I don't want to say if you are average, but you know, if you are doing something what a lot of people can do, it's going to be hard. You may not get as high hourly rate as you would be expecting, and there will be a lot of people what can do it too. So find a job in a company and get real good experience. Website. When you are still working, you can prepare website, and be sure you learn some programming skills, or at least you don't need to know how to program, but you need to know how to update your website. It's very important. You will need to learn a lot of new things, so be prepared. When you will be working with these websites, have a look also on other kind of softwares, for example, or other kind of website. For example, you may try a couple of websites which are offering time tracking systems, which you will need when you are doing freelancing, or you may want to have a look on software which is used to generate invoices, or something like this. So when you start freelancing, you don't have to do it. You can focus on doing the work. Saving, this is important. When I left my daily job, I told myself I will be ready when I have a saving to live without any income at least for 1 year. Because if you have no saving, you will be living in stress. It's going to be very difficult. And 1 year I found comfortable. So if you can save some money and be sure you can live a couple of months or maybe 1 year without any income. Reading books. Many people this time they don't really read books, but because you will be entering to a new, completely new world, the business world, you may want to get some experience and you don't want to learn it all by yourself. You can read some books and you can learn it from other people the easy way. Some of the books are good, some of them are not so good. What I was reading about, or what you can start with, is something about internet marketing, so you know how to prepare your website, what you should write there, how it should look. Then I read some books about business. You know, for example, this is a book which tries to show examples on companies which were able to grow and to become great. I like this book. This is about organization of your work in the company. And once you start doing the freelancing, you will become really very busy. So you may want to read some books about how to handle things. And maybe also, you know, what you are expecting from what you are doing. These are the books what I like. I don't remember exactly what was inside this book, but all these others, I like them. So if you don't know where to start, you can use these books. Where I have the presentation. Here. Then, once you are ready, you can move to the second phase, the freelancing. Be prepared that a lot of people and a lot of companies they will require you to take the responsibility for the work what you are doing. Sometimes this can be really, really hard. For example, for hardware design, what I was doing, I never agreed to take full responsibility for what I'm doing. Because when you are doing development or research, there is always something what may not work exactly as you would expect. So what I always said to my clients was, here are my previous experience. This is what I've done in past. And when I will be working for you, I will do all my best based on my previous experience to make your work, to make the job as good as I can. But the responsibility for the results, you will need to take it. Yeah, I will send you what I've done. You have a look and you confirm it's okay. So you take the responsibility, the client takes the responsibility for what I was doing. If you are not careful enough, you can, you know, it can become a problem sometimes because if you take full responsibility for something, they may want you to fix the things which were not specified correctly or not into details. They will tell that's the way how it's not supposed to work, and you will need to fix it. You will need to do it in your own time for your own money. So always be sure they take the responsibility for the work what you are delivering, if you can do it. In some freelancing jobs, it may not be possible, but in some, it is possible. Payments. A lot of people ask me about the payments. Usually, I ask payment after I do the job or after I do part of the job. So, in my case, for example, when I draw schematic, after the schematic, the preliminary schematic was ready, I asked for some money. So they paid me, and then I continued and I checked the schematic. I did some placement and libraries and all the things. And again, I asked for the payment And then when the board was finished, I asked for the final payment. Sometimes if the client is new and you are not sure, you can ask for some prepayments. I've done it, I think, once, but the best for the clients is if you do the work for us and then they pay you. But be sure the work what you do is, for example, not longer than 1 month. You need to get some money after the 1 month of the work, or change the client, or stop working until they will pay you the money. Price, everybody asked me about the price. The initial price, I knew how much we paid to, you know, when I used to work in the UK company, we had some contractors or subcontractors, and I knew how much we paid them. It was, at the time, it was £40 and I think £60, depends on company, depends on job. So I started with €35 per hour. And after some time, of course, I tried to increase the rate, and it was quite easy to get jobs up to €45. But anything about €45 per hour, it was difficult. Once you have a lot of clients, you can ask for more. For example, now we charge $99 per hour, but there are not many companies can pay $99. And even for myself, I ask $149 per hour for consultation, but be careful, this is not greediness, okay? I'm not doing it because I would like to earn a lot of money for my 1 hour of consultation. It's because I need to do a lot of other things. And I need to consider if, for example, stopping recording this video or doing marketing of my company is going to be better spent time as working for the client. Sorry for touching the microphone. So, you know, you need to compare it. And at this moment, basically the $149 is the price what makes me to doing the consultation more valuable or interesting enough to work on it and move all the other work away what I should be doing. And it's not very high rate. When I go and see my accountant, or if you see a lawyer, they ask much more money. Written contract. With most of my clients, we had no written contract. So it was based on trust. And honestly, you know, even if you have a written contract and your client is from China or Mongolia or Taiwan, or even if it's from USA or any other countries, you need to ask yourself, are you really going to sue the company? You know, you will need to spend money on this. You will need to spend your time on this. Maybe it's easier just forget about the money. And that's why I told you, never work longer than 1 month without getting payment from a client. Okay? Some of the clients, they wanted some formal contract because the company required it. It's fine. However, if you receive a contract written by a company lawyer with a lot of details, that's red flag, okay? Be careful and think twice if you would like to take this contract or not. Number of clients and jobs. From my experience, the best was if I could work only on one big project for one client. If I took another job, it could be only something small, which I was able to handle somehow between this big project. But anything more than two clients or two projects, it's going to influence the quality, it's going to increase the level of the stress, and it's very tiring. I know to have one client, it's kind of dangerous because, you know, when the contract finishes, what you are going to do. But for me, as I told you, one client was the best. I could focus on the work and I felt okay, I didn't feel the stress. So I recommend working for one, maximum two clients at the same time. Holiday, forget about holidays. No, it's not so bad. Usually I try to put the family holiday or family vacation between two contracts or two jobs. If you have long-term contract, usually you can agree on a summer holiday, for example. It's not a problem. Sickness. During the holiday, don't forget, you are not going to be paid, so... And similar about the sickness. Sickness is probably one of the biggest disadvantages of being freelancers. You must not be sick, yeah? And you really don't want to go to hospital or break your arm or leg, I don't know, whatever you are using doing the job for the freelancing. Usually you set up deadlines the way that you are counting with every day. Many times you need to work even in the evenings or even during the weekends. If you are sick, it's going to be really bad. Sometimes, of course, clients will understand if you are sick for a week or something, but you cannot be sick every 3 weeks. So be careful about this and think about this potential risk of getting sick. You really don't want to get sick. First client. How did I get first client? Actually, when I left my daily job, I didn't want to do freelancing. I wanted to program time tracking software or website, to be precise. However, when I went back to Slovakia, a friend of mine, he contacted me that they have a lot of work and if I don't want to help them with some of the work, so I said, okay, I will help you. And then also he's got some clients and he was not able to handle the client requirements because they were short of the resources. So I agreed to work for the client, and then I found my own clients, or they found me through my blog or through the videos, and that's how it all actually started. It started with a friend company and then it just grew. So the first client, you can get them through your friends. Don't rely on getting jobs from your current job, because what happened to me, for example, I was really good, yeah, I hope I'm still quite good in what I'm doing, and they knew that when I was leaving the UK company, and I suggested to the management that I still can do some work for them if they want. But the manager, he was quite, or I don't want to say anything bad. So basically what the problem was, he wanted me to work only for their company. And I didn't want to, because I left the company so I could I could grow. I wanted to work for more people. I wanted to do some business. I didn't want to work only for one company. So it ended up the way that he really didn't want to give me any jobs. But I still was doing some small jobs. especially about the project what I used to do in past, but I think I never really got any big project from the company where I used to work. Even I was really good in it, but because the manager, they, you know, they decided, no, I don't going to give you any work, so they didn't. Format of your work. You can have two formats. You can take big complete projects, or you can take only small parts of individual jobs or tasks. The big projects, they are awesome, they are fantastic. But if you take a big project, you are stuck with it. So it means if you take a project which takes one year, you will need to work for the particular client on the project for 1 year. It means you cannot take any new jobs. Even if you get better offer, you cannot take it because you will not have time for it. That is disadvantage of big project. Small projects, like which takes usually a couple of weeks or just week, they are really nice because they are quick, you have quick money, and the problem with the small jobs is you are not sure if you will have enough coming jobs, you know, every week. So it's up to you. It's again, you need to consider what you would like to do and what you feel is going to be right. Time tracking and reporting. Not many freelancers can provide really good reports about what they were doing and how long it took. If you can do it properly, your clients will love it. If you cannot do it properly, you will be like average. This is what we were usually providing. Yeah, this is how it looks. So when I was working on something, I always written it down, and I started tracking how many hours I spent on this. When I finished this task, I just stop it, and it automatically calculated. And when you do the report, our system automatically showed how many hours I spent doing what kind of task. It was a lot of clients, they love this system. Marketing, you will need to do some marketing. If you would like to get new clients, you may need to think, you know, about doing, the easiest way is doing internet marketing. I like writing blog, I like recording videos, so that's what I do as the marketing. Discipline. Freelancing is not for everyone. Especially, I think, you know, people who like resting or who are lazy, to say it directly, may have problem to do it because you need to force yourself to work. And it's many times it's hard, it's really, really hard. It's even hard for me now, even if I have a company, it's still hard for me to force myself sometimes do, especially the things which you don't want to do it or you don't like to do it. Still, someone has to do it. Or you have to do it, usually. So discipline, okay? The thing what worked for me was I told myself I'm going to work from 8 to 8 a.m., 8 morning to 5 afternoon. And that was it. It was basically if I would be going to standard work. I just was working at home. But I tried to work from 8 to 5. And many times I worked even in the evenings and even during the weekends, but be very careful about this. You really don't want to work too much, because in long term you will not be able to work I don't know 60 or 80 hours a week. You will collapse. Be careful how many hours you will do a week. Office. You definitely need your own office. At least on the beginning you need your own table, but it's impossible to work if you are sharing table with other members of your family. What I did, I built my own office. You may think it's impossible to build your own office or have your own office. Have a look what I did. Where it is? Here. I split our living room with plasterboard wall, and here you can see this is the office what I was building. Yeah. It took me 3 days. It took, you can see here, 500, or it costed me 500 euros, and in 3 days I had my own office. Very nice. I love that office. This is not finished. You can watch the video if you like, then in the full length. Difficult clients and projects. Some of the clients will be difficult. If you don't feel right about a contract, don't take it. Okay? If you don't feel right when you take a project, if you spot some difficult clients, like lack in communication, or some of the clients can be really stubborn, so it's very hard to explain them that what you are suggesting may be the right solution, because you know more about what you are doing than he knows. Stop working for this client. Just say, as soon as possible, say, I'm sorry, but I cannot work on this project, and move to a different one. Some of the clients are really cool. They are really good. You will love to work for them. So stay with these clients. Phase 3, your own company. So you are doing the freelancing, and the thing is, after some time, after 2 years, I actually find out 3 important things. Some people, they love freelancing because they don't want to grow. They like to work for themselves, and that's fine, no problem. But for me, these 3 points which I'm going to speak about, I saw them like really important. So the first thing what I noticed is, as a freelancer, you never work for yourself. You always build your client's company. It's very important. Always when you finish a project, you start from zero. And it's hard. What can I tell you? If you don't work, you are not earning any money. Sure, no, of course, if you don't work, you are not earning any money. Or, wait, some people, they do. Ideally, what you would like to achieve is, when you go to bed and you check your bank account, and when you wake up in the morning and you again check your bank account, you will have more money. That's how it should be done. If you do freelancing, when you don't work, you are not going to be paid. If you are sick, you are not going to be paid. If you go on holiday, you are not going to pay. And the main thing is, I did some calculation on my blog. You will see there. The main thing is, there is maximum what you can earn when you are doing freelancing. Let's say your maximum rate what you can ask is $60 per hour. Maximum number of hours which you can work in a week is 60 hours. And you work every day during the year, 52 weeks. It's going to be, I have it here. I will have a look, but I calculate it. $187,200. Okay, here you can see it. And that's the maximum what you can earn. And that's what is connected with the third point. You only sell your work once. So you cannot earn more than the 187,000 a year. And that's, you may think like, that's awesome, that's awesome. That's not real price or real money which you will get. Most of the people, they will get half of this, between 50 to 100,000 dollars a year, and that's before taxation. You need to pay tax from it. And you are not going to become a millionaire, yeah? Not this year, not next year, because that's the maximum you can earn. You need to think about something else. Ideally, you would like to have something what you design only once and you sell it many times. Or you can do something else. You can do a retailer or something like that. Okay, so the third main issue with freelancing is you only sell your work once. And that's it. So, freelancing is hard, it's not for everyone. For some people, they love it, they stay with freelancing, they love to stay small. Some people, they take it on the way to become founders of their own companies. But definitely, if I can recommend, if you would like to become freelancer because, I don't know, you just hate your boss or something, think about it twice. Being freelancer is hard. See you next time.